The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we just appreciate the Lord for today? Let's thank the Lord. Let's wave those hands to Jesus. Let's wave our hands to Jesus. Another feast is here. Another feast is here. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you, Jesus, for how far you have led us in the first half of this year. Thank you for the way you have carefully and meticulously led us from one pasture to the other. You have helped us. You have moved us forward. You've changed our understanding. We can now talk about walking because you have done something to us. Father, we are grateful for your servant and your handmaiden, Reverend Busui and Bingpe Olabode. Thank you for helping them to chart this course for us this year, to pick your heartbeat, to pick the burden that is in your heart for this community, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Thank you, Jesus, for helping them. Thank you for helping them. Thank you for creating this canopy of love over us, where all of us are standing right now, even to speak and to minister. Thank you, Lord, coming under the same grace, oh God, that we have found in your servant and your handmaiden, Reverend Busui and Bingpe Olabode. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Not many are being led like the way we have been led. Not many houses, not many assembly, not many communities are receiving prompt leadings, prompt guidance, prompt leading of the Spirit over this old company. Lord Jesus, we are thanking you. You are helping us. We are being made better. Thank you for this beginning of the second half of this year again, because you are more set than even we ourselves to bless, to guide, to instruct, to lead us again. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thanking you, because we know that today is also very crucial and very pivot to that which you want to do again in the second half of this year. Father, we are grateful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The overcomers. Amen. And so we had that meeting. It was so beautiful. So, you know, pointing to us, showing us the goal of our race. We all are to end up being overcomers. What are we overcoming? Overcoming the greatest enemy of all time. Yeah? Satan, Lucifer, the dragon, call it any name, is the one bearing all of them. And God showed us wisdom on how to tactically attack this enemy. You know, coming back from life campaign, it looks like, let us see further how to further dismember this enemy. Until the Lord says, okay, I will show you. Because our first, God said, let us make man in our image. And the first man he made him a living soul. Until sin came, and sin dismembered the living soul. So the next making now will be the making of Christ being. That's the beginning of the making. That was what Peter was saying, that if these things be in you and abound, they do what? They make you. So it is still the making. So God wants to make a people that will eventually overcome. And the first making is, let us make Christ. And to make, when you say something is a making, say making. It's not simple. Something, there is nothing you made that is simple. There are things you put together. You add this to this to this to this, then it comes out to be like this. And if any ingredient is missing, you are too sure. You won't get the end product. So Christ is an end product of a making, of a formation, of something they compound together. And that is why we must be meticulous in following. Thank God for what Pastor Favour said, to meticulously follow, because any aspect you neglect or you overlook or you hold with levity, that is where your undoing, my own undoing, will come out from. Because that thing we want to form will not form. Something will be lacking. So we came back and Daddy began to talk about the commandment of Christ, which is faith and love. That this commandment is in Christ. And we'll start from learning the faith of Christ until the product we want to get is love. Are we together this morning? I just feel we should remind ourselves how we got to where we got to. Amen. So when you follow faith, you follow faith. When you say faith, is the revelation of God's righteousness. Like what Romans 1 says, well, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is what? Is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? Believeth. So the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. From faith to faith is as the thing, as they are revealing it, the righteousness. So when you say love is faith coagulated. So faith is what comes out. When faith gets to a point, it turns to love. Hallelujah. So the fullness of faith is love. Then Daddy now began to show us our land, our first land, which is Christ. From Ezekiel, turning our stony heart. What can change a stony heart? It's faith. The hearing of faith has enough potency. You know how tough stone can be. You see how hard stone can be? That hardness, hearing of faith can melt it. What seems so difficult and difficult in nature, that seems so stubborn, is not really stubborn. In the face of hearing faith, obeying faith, you will just see that the stones will be melting away. Hallelujah. So we saw that land, our first land, before we can be admitted into the land of the Father, we must arrive at our own land. Hallelujah. Then we began to see again. We moved on to the point of seeing that this faith must be made precious. Can we say a big amen? Amen. Making us a treasured possession, where heaven will not be able to look away from us. A treasured possession. And that is what our faith must turn us to. Our faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth after it been tried, may be found unto praise. So all of that is to let us know that faith in a man that is tried makes that man precious. God is looking for a precious people, a possession, a treasure that is precious to him. Hallelujah. Then we went on to singles rendezvous. What's the theme again? It's not last 3 years. It's what? Feast of what? Of charity. And we began to see all manner, turning it here, turning it there. This feast, we must celebrate it. We must keep this feast. Amen. And we are still keeping the feast. It must not leave us. Hallelujah. It was, God gave Moses, 3 times you must appear. This feast, 3 times you must appear. The unleavened, the harvest, and then the ingathering. You must keep it every year. So this feast will remain with us forever as a memorial. Hallelujah. Loving the brethren must be one with us. Brotherly kindness must be our emblem. Hallelujah.
Then coming back, we began to see again how to begin to wash one another's feet. That it will lead us, what will help us to come into that is to have enough water of Christ to be able to wash one another so that we all can be clean. And who are the people that are qualified? Servants. Meekness came in. How to be low. Hallelujah. That if you are not low, you cannot, the Lord will have to arrange it for you. Amen. So that you can all, we all can attain to that status. Amen. And function in that office. May God give us plenty waters. Hallelujah. So later, we now began to see that actually the key to service is love. You can't really serve well if you are not in love. And it was so beautifully said. So all of these things are not just informations. They are not beautiful sermon. They are not beautiful message. Eh? We are in a season where God is doing a work. And something must happen to us this year. You see this year? This year, something must happen to us. It's not one of those years that just come and you just pass by. You just go, ah, then 26, ah, thank God. 26 is a very crucial year in God's agenda of making us. God wants to make us. Hallelujah. And then we now move into the aspect of looking at Christ as an understanding. Say Christ an understanding. So when Pastor Phil was saying the other time that the Son of God is come and given us an understanding. So what if Christ should come, then Christ also is an understanding. All these mystery beings are all understanding. Amen. So when you say to be filled, in fact, Colossians said it. One night he said that you may walk worthy of the Lord. Before that time, he was talking about the issue of wisdom and spiritual understanding. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be what? Filled with the knowledge of his will. In all, say all, wisdom, and then what? Spiritual understanding. What will now happen? That you may walk. So there is something that is tied to, don't try to change a man's leg. Change his understanding. Every attempt, because that leg you want to change, it's not easy to change feet. Feet is interpreting something. Feet is playing out something that until you change the software, it will not change. That man that is lying, you can't counsel lie out of a man. And you see, lie is not good. You see, lie will take you to hell. He knows. Nobody smoking knows that by this smoking, we enter hell, but he cannot stop. There's nothing you are preaching heaven and hell that they don't know. But change it is difficult. So pastors are not counselors. They minister by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Without that, our understanding will be darkened. So let's see Ephesians chapter 4. Where daddy was staying on Wednesday, verse 17. These I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth do what? Walk not. Say walk not. Walk not. So, customers was making us to see when he say, these I say therefore and testify in the Lord. Saying therefore means after I have unveiled to you an understanding. After I've been successful in installing an understanding in you, then henceforth. So this word will not come in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. So when you look at the way epistles are written, you realize that understanding is given. Then the latter part is how to walk. You can't walk this walk if you skip chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. That is the bank that is producing this commandment. So he is saying that ye henceforth, because of this that have happened, walk not as what? Other Gentiles what? Walk in the what? In the vanity of their minds. Having what? Having the what? So what produced that walk is what? A darkened understanding. If there is something called darkened understanding, then there is another thing called eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. So there is an enlightened understanding. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in what? That is in them. Because of the what? The blindness of their heart. So when you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15, wherefore, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my what? Prayers. What is the prayer? That the what? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may what? May give you unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom. A revelation, what? So what is this spirit supposed to achieve? This spirit is to come and do a work. The spirit is to teach us. So what we read in Ephesians 4:20, it said, but ye have not so learned Christ. To learn Christ is not just talk Christ. It's Christ. The hope of a believer is Christ. And church should preach Christ. You are still talking about Christ. You are not talking Christ. You are not preaching Christ. That is the mistake many people make. That you mention Christ, 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 Christ in the message does not mean they are preaching Christ. To preach Christ is by the activity of the spirit of wisdom and what? And revelation. In the knowledge of him, there is a him they are exposing. And that spirit works so mightily on the gifts. Nobody was saying it on Wednesday. You will need apostles. You will need prophets. You will need evangelists. You will need pastors. You will need teachers. To open to you what is Christ. To take a man's understanding away. Why? Because that understanding, that what you call darkened understanding, was preached to him also. Man's understanding did not just darken one day. It was a series of training and teaching and teaching and teaching. But this one is saying, when you allow the spirit to teach you, then you will learn. Hallelujah. As the truth is in Jesus. You see that thing called truth in Jesus is an understanding. So, they just install it and the rest is story. So, a man that is still not wanting to lie because of his pastor, he has not been, that thing is not there yet. It's not been installed yet. You are not walking because you want to please pastor. It will get to a point where your walk is informed by that installation. That light, that understanding, that illumination is what is informing. You know, when we are in the Holy Ghost, it looks like Holy Ghost talks every time. Don't do this. Go and apologize. That thing you said now. Holy Ghost told me. There is a way like that. I was telling somebody. I said, when you see a child, a baby, in the morning, have you brushed your teeth? Go and brush your teeth. See the way you are wearing pants up under the house. God will catch your body. That's Holy Ghost talking to you. Finish your food. You will soon be hungry now. Have you not seen time? Go to bed. If at age 20, they are telling you, go and wear your pants. Then you are mad. Something is wrong. So there is a way you just know what I have eaten now is okay. Don't take one more spoon. Okay, I should go and sleep now. What is doing that? It's not an it's an understanding that is beyond just somebody instructing you. So if you have spent 20 years in church, 5 years, 10 years, and Holy Ghost told me to go and Holy Ghost told me to sit down, Holy Ghost told me to stand up, Holy Ghost said move there, Holy Ghost, you don't make it look as if you are spiritual. You are a baby. And understanding instructs you on everything. How you spend your money. Who not to give. Who to give. What is enough. What is not enough. How to go it. That thing you have said. How to say it. Don't respond like this. It's understanding. You are not hearing voices. You are not hearing one voice say, go and talk like that. When you get there, first greet him. Don't say, good morning, sir. Then when you say good morning, then wait. Let him talk first. Ah. Are we together? There is something that is being delivered. We're going to look at two churches. Thessalonian church and Corinthian church. Let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Amen. Verse 1. Furthermore, then, say we beseech you. Can we read together? One, two, go. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye, have what? Of us. How you have received an installation from us. How ye ought to walk. So how ye ought to walk is not, when you wake up, take this step. Pray 3 times daily. And then go to your working place. Then come back. How to walk is doctrine. Say doctrine. Which was delivered you. When they deliver it. That is what we begin to train you and teach you. How ye ought to walk. And what? And please God. How ye ought to walk. And what? And to please God. So ye would what? Abound more and what? And more. Amen. Say a big amen. For ye know what commandment we gave you by the Lord. So you can see now, what we taught you was the commandment that we gave you. So coming to understanding is receiving commandment of faith and love. For this is the will of God. Even your what? That ye what? Abstain from what? For this is what? The will of God. Even your sanctification. That ye should what? Abstain from what? Fornication. That every one of you should know how. So by now, you should know how. By what we have given you and you have received. Because the Bible says, he that committed adultery, what does it lack? Adultery is a work, but it is traceable to an understanding. So when God wants to attack that thing, he will attack it from an angle of understanding, not punishment. We are quick to punish, but we lack understanding on how to help. Because the person doing it might not enjoy doing it. You can't even be a Christian, a believer, and enjoy it. If you enjoy it, then you are not. Then what can be delivered to you that on your own, you will be free? Pastor Paul read it. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? Free from the law of what? Sin and death. So look at this church. Paul delivered it. Where am I going? And they received it over time. So to change a darkened understanding, it will take time. It's not a 2-day program. It's not where you come to church and want to get it in one year, 2 years, and you want to. You will stay and stay and stay. The difference between this one, this church, and Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. Let's see it. See, Thessalonians received it. And from there, he was instructing them. Because of what you have received, walk like this, and then you will please God. I, brethren, could not speak unto you. Can you see? As what? What makes spiritual is spiritual understanding. What Paul brought to them was we wanted to give them spiritual understanding. Because spiritual understanding is meat. He said, but as unto what? Cana. Even as unto what? Babes. I have what? Fed you with milk. And not with what? For itato, ye were not able to what? Neither yet now. So, you can see. Paul brought something. Even he brought meat. They couldn't bear it. He brought milk. They are even denying the milk. Refuse meat. Refuse enlightenment. Refuse doctrine. And remain in your darkness. Then look at what they did in verse 3. Look at it. For yet, look at it. Are you what? So carnality is the lifestyle of a Gentile man. Don't be quick to say, I am born again, so I'm no longer carnal. Because Christ is a making. That you are born again does not mean they have made Christ in you. Christ is not yet formed in you. So look at it. For ye are yet carnal. Look at the work they are now working. Because they refuse something, they are expressing this work. Whereas there is among you what? Envy. And what? So you want to treat envy in a soul, you will walk tired. Amuku, erwewo. Because where the matter is from, that envy is from somewhere. They have rejected doctrine somewhere. So the weaknesses or the wrong work you are expressing, we are expressing in our lives today, is as a result of where you deny doctrine. Yes. It might look like, Pastor, I'm trying my best. I am trying. But you are not really, really trying. Because if you really, really tried, you will have embraced doctrine that should deliver you, which have been delivered to you. Now, envy, strife, and division. Eh? And ye are ye not what? And walk as what? These men are Gentiles. Walk not as other Gentiles walk, and walk as men. So it means that there is an information that is feeding the lifestyle. So when you see a soul panting after vanity, is not this. There is something. Daddy was talking about it earlier here on Wednesday. Now. As you are hearing. Now, what is sounding is inside. He said you are walking as men. So you can be in church and walk as men. So when he was saying, do not company with a brother who is a fornicator, they expect this brother not to be a man anymore. Yeah. There is a difference between men and brother. Yeah. You can still talk with a man who is in fornication. Paul is talking to them here. But when you are a brother, you are expected to have imbibed doctrine. So it's not pride. Because charity says, if you do this thing, you will never fall. So don't quote a righteous man 4-7 times. A righteous fall when the righteous has not attained to charity. Because charity never faileth. Hallelujah. So you are walking as men. Working as men. So in this season, God wants to upgrade our work. We should no longer work as men. By the level of light that has visited us, let's say it is January, you enter this church, you don't have excuse to remain in your darkness. That thing that this look at that Ephesians chapter 2. Let's see quickly. Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Verse 1. And ye are the quickened who were dead in trials and sins. Look at it. We are in. Say, we are in. In what? In time past. What happened to you? Ye walked according to the what? To the understanding of this world. Course is a study, isn't it? It's a book. Course 101, course 202, course 303. By the time you finish after 5 years, they say you will be proud of who you are. So when you see a brother say, Omo Yoruba ni mi, Omo Yoruba ni mi, he's a graduate. He won't say that at some age in his life. I'm an Igbo man. Igbo first. And then Christ second. He's a graduate of a school. So he can defend the life. When they call you a medical doctor, you frown. Doctor. Okay, wait for me. I'm in the OPD. I'm in the OPG. All manner of names. It's pride. So when a gentleman expresses his life, they are proud of it. When you see them on Oju De Oba, say Oju De Oba. The way they Oju De Oba. They are not ashamed. So also Paul said, I am not ashamed. Something made me. And I can't deny it. So there is a life that is here. That when you follow the course, you will be a graduate of the course. There is a course there. And this one, what did he say? According to the what? According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of what? So it is a spirit teaching the course. They are the lecturer. So thinking you can change without another lecturer, you are lying. A lecturer taught you. This lecturer does not need church. In fact, he will use church as his lecture theater. We learned how to be a Gentile man from various grounds. In school, in house, in church. Daddy said something. If any church is not connected to the head, this prince will use you. The only saving grace is if you are connected to the head and receiving nourishment consistently from the head. That is how this world will not use your church as a theater to teach his brethren. He will begin to graduate souls in your church. Graduates. Jesus Christ said, you went afar to go and make a proselyte. When you brought the person, you make them twice children of hell. So somebody can be in church as a part one student of hell. By the time he will spend 5 years in church, he's the keeper of the gate of hell. He will open. You should enter. Go inside. From church. So curses. Say curses. So also Christ is a curse. Is a curse that you must learn by this spirit. That spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation, or spirit of wisdom and spiritual understanding. When they are teaching you, they are teaching you. They want you to come to a point where you are a graduate too. So when you say, I am Christ, you are not proud. When Paul is saying, I labor. My little children, of whom I traveled in birth until Christ. So when Christ is formed in a soul, do you think Paul will not know? Paul will know that my labor over this soul is not in vain. Why do you think he's calling Epaphras my fellow laborer? A good minister of Christ. Timothy, Titus. He can see Christ's formation clear because he labored. One thing I'm trusting God, the labor of this time, we produce Christ. Can we pray?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.